Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Mysterious Sleigh Ride. This is a most wonderful fantasy, one that you can allow yourself to completely indulge in. I don't know if you've ever seen a forest when it snows, covered in a beautiful layer of fluffy white, creating this rich contrast between the trees, the snow, the sky, and the ground. Imagine a beautiful sunny day in deep winter, in a place where snow falls easily and stays for a while. Visiting a small cabin that is so nice and warm, and being promised that you get a sleigh ride today. First, you have to prepare, putting on very warm clothing, extra thick gloves, coat, boots, and of course, a shawl and a hat, maybe knitted. And preparing yourself for the inevitable cold air outside. The sleigh is going to be pulled by many huskies, some of which you may be even able to hear barking in the background. For now, though, sitting in this little place between the warm room and the cold outside, you are suiting up, every layer helping you to feel and stay warm. When you open the door, the bright light, the sun, the sky, the snow almost blinds you. The contrast between the warm indoors and the cool outdoors is intense. That fresh air, that crisp feeling. Every step you take towards the sleigh crunches beneath your feet. It gives way, and yet it supports. There's a smell as well that's so unique to winter, and a beautiful silence. You can hear the dogs nearby, and the trainer, the driver, getting them ready for the trip. It's a single-seat sleigh, and as soon as you sit down, there are some extra blankets covering you. You're told that the spray of the snow will get everywhere, and that you really need to wear those goggles. Without them, you're barely going to be able to see anything. So, once you are ready, the huskies eager to start, and the driver climbs behind you. Anticipation. So ready to feel it move. As soon as it starts, you're surprised how easily they pull you along. The huskies just happily start running and pulling the whole sleigh with them. And you start moving. It's difficult to say how fast you're going. You're sitting quite close to the ground, after all. And the feeling of speed with the spray of the snow every now and then is quite nice. It doesn't take long for you to understand why you're wearing those goggles. Sprays of snow sometimes brush past them, and you can feel every now and then some of the flakes melting on your face. The bright light of the sun, the dogs, the driver, they know where they're going, and they are pulling you forward beautifully. It doesn't take long for you to reach the tree line, and there's a path between the trees, even though the ground has already been flattened by journeys before. There's still a sound, this scraping of the sleigh on snow that seems to almost hiss. And there's a light crunch every now and then when a fresh patch of snow fallen from the trees gets flattened underneath you. The trees are such a nice sight. The feeling of speed even more crazy with the high contrast. The darkness underneath, the light above, the sharp white outline of every branch as a tiny bit of snow is dotted on top of it. You hear something further away, even though you're wrapped up in all kinds of layers. You imagine something far to the side. And when you look, there is something there. You're not quite sure what it is. There's a shadow keeping pace with you. It looks large, maybe a deer, or difficult to say. It seems to hold pace so easily with the sleigh, and the dogs don't appear to have noticed it. They are so focused on their task of pulling you forward. And when you glance up, the driver doesn't appear to have noticed it either. As if it's a secret, just for you. When the creature jumps, you get a slightly better look at it, still than enough to be absolutely certain. And then it's gone, out of sight as quickly as it appeared. The journey continues. After the trees, there's a beautiful, waving hill. When you are pulled over it, the landscape changes so easily. A mountain crevice on one side and a drop on the other. On the one hand, it feels dangerous, but on the other, it is exhilarating to feel yourself slide so smoothly on the edge of one thing and another. Slight bumps, the rocks underneath the snow, creating a ride that is not exactly smooth anymore, but most of the snow dampens the feeling. And then a sharp turn, the sleigh skidding a little bit. It's difficult to see where you are because the light has gone almost entirely away. You've entered a cave. There's very little snow here until it suddenly opens up and there's ice everywhere. Above you, below you, to the side, the light from the sun is somehow reflected. You can see color here and there. Some of the ice must be so old. And then you feel a strange sensation. It's almost as if you're sliding alone, the sound fading away, and everything else just seems to become unimportant. There's a light behind the wall of ice, moving. It has a strange tint to it, almost white but not quite, glowing. And it follows, it even leads. It appears as if it can just travel freely through the ice, or maybe it's just behind it. A large thump almost wakes you up. As you exit the cave and enter back into some form of reality, the bright blue sky with the sun above, the intense white spread out before you, and if you look carefully, you can even see the trees from where you came. It's not time to return yet, though. There's one more thing that you're going to see. It takes a little while over an almost flat surface, going downhill ever so slightly, and then suddenly the sound stops and changes. You are on ice, on a lake. It takes you a while to figure out where the edges of the lake are, as it's all just covered in white, but then you hear it, that sound, that unique, deep sound, a crack, an echo. It's as if the whole lake sings in a way that is unreal. As you cross the lake, it happens a few more times. Slow, deep sounds. Some are quick, some last for so long as if they resonate with the whole surface. I don't think you even know when you closed your eyes just to listen. You can see the trees again when the sound has faded away behind you. The rush of dark trunks and bright edges on the branches. Almost like a painting, you can see the cabin far ahead of you. Inside a warm yellow glow, while out here it is cold, crisp, but also amazing. When the sleigh stops in front of the cabin, I wonder what state your mind is in as they help you up and slowly guide you inside, putting you in front of the hearth. A beautiful roaring fire glowing, dancing. After a few moments, a cup is offered, steaming, warm. Something you vaguely remember choosing before the journey started. You know it's still too early to sip, so you'll just have to let your hands absorb the warmth as you gaze into the flames. Part of your mind still on that journey between the trees, the cave, the snow. Your body just feeling good. And when you finally do take that first sip, it is exactly what you need. It almost melts your body from the inside. A deep warmth that settles down. And as you maybe gently drift asleep in front of the fire, you can dream of the journey even more. And if you want, you can keep this feeling even after this file ends. Enjoy.